Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Thanks for tuning in once again to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Let's get right into it. As I reflect on the spirit of anarchy that tried to swallow America whole just a few weeks ago, I realized something significant. What transpired is the unintended consequence of a democratic free society. Clearly, millions have come to believe that their freedom has no boundaries. For a long time, there was a pervasive belief that man is inherently good by nature. What we saw on Wednesday, January 6, 2021, is that man is inherently naive and selfish. Let's face this irrefutable truth. We have laws because man, by nature, is evil, with the capacity to choose what is good and right. Further reflection led me to a kind of revelation that America is like two people in a boat rowing in different directions. Though each row feverishly, neither get anywhere. That said, how do we as forward-thinking people right the ship in the aftermath of the chaos at the Capitol and 4 years of constant conflict, alternative facts, fake news, as it was called, and all of the misinformation that marked that period of time in our life that is now at an end? What is the answer to righting the ship? I say part of the answer is effective communication. Clearly, effective communication isn't the only issue in America and what happened at the Capitol and all that happened with Donald Trump's administration. Those aren't the only concerns, but I believe part of the remedy is the way we use words. Over the last 30 years, I've noticed an interesting phenomena. This generation doesn't understand that it misunderstands. How so, you may ask? Well, allow me to retort. Too often people confuse truth with facts. Facts speak to those things which are quantifiable and or events as they unfolded or did not unfold. Truth essentially speaks to our moral code. It's a kind of contract humans make with each other, not to be deceptive or lie or cheat one another, as these actions are detrimental to the fabric of a cohesive, well-adjusted society. Some of our modern-day philosophers suggest to us that truth is relative, essentially saying And like going to 31 flavors, you pick your flavor and whatever works for you, you know, you do it as it relates to your particular moral code. It doesn't require much thinking, however, to realize that when there is a conflict between your truth and my truth, that war will ensue. Think of facts as observations concerning reality as it appears. Think of truth as intangible principles that govern our behavior so that we may be trusted. Why is this distinction between the two important? Miscommunication brings frustration, and effective communication brings harmony and cooperation so that we row the boat in the same direction. If you've ever been in a rowboat, you know how important it is to row in the same direction. Facts can easily change with circumstance. Truth does not. However, lies do change. Think of truth as concrete and facts as sand. That is to say, that which is foundational and solid, and that which has the tendency to shift based on conditions. Well, here's an example of a fact. She spent all of her money and cannot pay her rent. That's a fact, not a moral truth. If someone loans her money, a new fact has come to bear. Her facts, or should I say, the previous fact that she couldn't pay her rent is now not a fact at all. The fact now is that she can pay her rent because she's been loaned the money. Here's another. There are 10 cars parked in the parking lot at JCPenney. A customer leaves. You get the point. It's not hard to make the mental leap that there are no longer 10 cars. Well, by the virtue of the fact that they're cars, it is inevitable in most cases, if all things being equal, that these cars are going to move, changing the facts. You get the point. Perhaps. Perhaps a better example of the misuse of words and phrases are the following. How about these common phrases? You can become anything you want to be. I know we've all heard something similar to that. But can I? Can I become anything I want to be? Is that a fact? Is that true? What is the process, for example, by which I become a carrot? If I decide I want to become a carrot, how do I do that? The fact of the matter is, I cannot become a carrot. I watched the inauguration of now President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The commentators waxed eloquent about the ceremony, and one commentator proclaimed, "This is the great example to our children, that everyone in America has the opportunity to be whatever they want." Now that's a paraphrase, but you get the idea. But really now, let's think about that. You can become whatever you want in America. You see, I think that words need to be specific and direct, and they need to reflect reality, especially when we're addressing our children. I think I remember growing up hearing the same thing. You know, you can be whatever you want. Can I be whatever I want to be? Is that a fact? Is that the truth? I say that it is not. And it is quite obvious. But when you tell children that, and those are the things that they believe, like Santa Claus.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money, it's very important, and clean their credit. Because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year and we kind of get them back together and they go on.
So Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction right when we donate it.
Nope. Not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bills, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
No working woman should be. Find out how you can help at BethlehemHouse.org. And remember, there is a benefit to be had by you by donating your car to Charity Motors. And even if you don't have a car, you can make a donation because guess what? The needs never stop. Find out more about Charity Motors at CharityMotors.org. CharityMotors.org. It is unlikely that everyone in America would want to be president, but for the sake of argument, let's say everyone does. Only one person may be president at a time in America. It is statistically impossible for everyone who wants to be president in America to be president. Why do we like to say people can be anything? Why do we do that? You may be asking yourself, well, what's my point? If you tell a child he or she can be anything, they tend to believe it. I think people use the word anything because it doesn't take as long as saying, in this world, in America, the possibilities of what you can become are many. People are lazy. It's easier to say, hey, you can be anything you want, rather than taking the time to explain to them the reality of life. Now, you might find this arbitrary or trivial, but I assure you that it is not, because words are extremely powerful. extremely powerful. And also, ideas have consequences. And ideas are expressed through words. Words are like seeds. You either get wheat or you get weeds. But what if you plant weeds and you think you're planting wheat? It's going to be a problem when it comes to full growth and it's time to eat, and you don't eat weeds. On Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, former President Donald Trump spread misinformation that fueled the idea that it's okay to sack the Capitol, and people died needlessly. Someone's brother, someone's daughter, someone's son, uncle died needlessly because of one man's misinformation. The FBI found some of those misinformed and showed them that they were rowing in the wrong direction. The long and short of my discourse is this: our destiny is shaped by our words. Right words produce favorable results. Wrong words lead to lies, chaos, and confusion. Scripture teaches that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Have we not witnessed that just recently? Speak life to yourselves, my friends, and those you encounter, because at the end of the day, we're in the same boat. We now embark upon a new year and a new presidential administration. Let us recommit ourselves to being citizens of excellence, and not only excellent citizens. To my brothers and sisters, we must remain vigilant, because we must not let our cause and our fight be sidelined now that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have achieved victory. We must never let them forget that we remember the promises made. Finally, my friends, as we reset in 2021, recommit to preserving you. Recommit to building the best you that you possibly can. Yes, politics matter, social justice matters, but don't forget that you matter. Build your knowledge base continually. Never, ever stop learning. Never, ever stop improving yourself and making yourself more valuable. Begin now to put legs on the table of your dreams. While you're loving and helping others, don't forget that you need to love yourself. Do you dream of helping others in need? The best way you can help them is by not becoming one of them. You can't throw a rope down to someone in a 10-foot hole if you're standing right next to them. You can have the beautiful life you dream of, but you've got to plant in the spring to reap the harvest in the fall. Remember this, and I don't think this is rocket science for you, and I think you already know it. It's just good to be reminded that seeds don't plant themselves. Remember this also, that dirt will wash off of your hands, and your body will recover from labor with rest. But a field unplanted will yield an unbearable hunger. So if you don't like being hungry and begging, get your hands busy and dirty. We all have that moment within our lives when clutter and misfortune finds their way into our existence. But we also have that moment of clarity when our mind says, enough. You ever had that moment? Maybe you were procrastinating about something, taking your time, and then you're sitting there and it happens. This resolve washes over you like a warm wave. And your moment of determination is right there. It is that moment that you will make the changes that you promise yourself, but only if you act when that moment comes. I want to thank you for tuning in to listen. Remember to support the work of Bethlehem House of Detroit as they continue their mission to provide transitional housing for homeless employed women, as well as Charity Motors' ongoing work in the community, providing affordable transportation to low-income individuals. Visit their websites, respectively, for more details. BethlehemHouseOfDetroit.org and CharityMotors.org. Connect with me on Instagram and get a free audiobook. Keep the faith and keep your head up. We'll talk again soon. Cross with a crown of thorns. You did it so.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.